Let's go.
That was funny.
Says Larry King from Beyond the Grave. We're out of time. David and Rusty are next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
We'll break the tie tomorrow.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. More than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from an encampment at a Texas border town, according to U.S. officials, as they defended a strong response that included immediately expelling migrants to their impoverished Caribbean country and using horse patrols to stop them from entering the town. Calling it a challenging and heartbreaking situation, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a stark warning, quote, "If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's life." A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 614 points, the NASDAQ plunged 330, the S&P 500 lower by 75, oil dropped $1.68 to $70.29 a barrel. SRN News.
This entertainment answer brought to you by Exergen. What is our Blu-ray pick of the week? It's Disney's Cruella.
Who are you? You look vaguely familiar.
Cruella.
Disney has stepped up its live-action game with the new character-driven adventure, Cruella. I enjoyed the film immensely. Fans of classic Disney films will enjoy the characters, while those who have been dying for a more adult adventure, though still fine for teens, will get more than they can imagine. Cruella on Blu-ray and DVD. For more information, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our elevated rain chances continue for now, but we have a front coming in on the first day of fall that will deliver some much nicer air. For tonight and tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms at times, locally heavy rainfall in spots, low tonight 72, high tomorrow in the mid-80s. Then on Wednesday, there could be a few storms ahead of that cold front that'll sweep through the state. That's the first day of fall. But behind the front, cooler, drier air. We could be in the upper 50s as early as Wednesday night, 70s for highs Thursday and Friday with sunshine. Hang on, it's coming from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
That was different.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. All materials presented by that ruggedly handsome David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Bigfoot.
Hello!
Now, am I to understand that you are the original Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's me, man. Old Sasquatch, right here.
Now, Bigfoot, you're a very solitary creature. You live up here in the woods.
That's right.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, I got some friends, the squirrels. They come over and we watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoons, they play poker on Friday night, but they cheat.
I see.
So I guess you keep your money hid up here in the woods somewhere.
You're crazy.
I'm sorry?
Of course I don't keep my money up here in the woods. David Ernest is my financial guy, and he looks after my money for me.
I see. So what do you suggest to your other forest friends?
They should call David Ernest right now and let him take care of their money for them.
Well, there you have it. Bigfoot says, call David Ernest for all your financial needs. Call 279-7431. Do you have any message I could give to David Ernest?
Oh, no. I'll hit him up on Facebook.
Right.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, if Joe Biden had a brain, there's no telling what that man could do. He could while away the hours conferring with foreign powers. He could speak so clear and plain.
You know the thing.
He could keep up snappy patter just by using his gray matter if he only had a brain.
I've done some dumb things.
When he's standing up there mumbling to our nation, it's quite humbling, and we wish he would refrain.
I'll do dumb things again.
Then he falls up the stairs and talks about his leg hairs. No, Joe doesn't have a brain.
I got hairy legs.
Oh, he could be our hero. Instead, he's like a villain, sniffing and groping other people's chillin'. I hear a beep. Yeah, he's a creep. The man is ruining our nation. He is an abomination. On history, he'll leave a stain.
Come on, man. Give me a little break here.
But you know, worse could follow. Oh, my goodness, not Kamala. Oh, what a pain in the brain.
Secret studio, where many getaways have been planned, David Ernest is proud to bring you the Health and Wealth Show. And when he says getting away, David's not really talking about a trip to the beach or a vacation to the mountains. He's talking about getting away from the government trying to get your money. And they're doing it, too, because they're sneaky.
You're sneaky, bastard.
So sit back and relax as David Ernest tells you how to get away from those who want to take away your retirement here on the Health and Wealth Show.
And I see them there. Ooh, move my own headphones out there. I see them there. I see Matthew. I see David. How you guys doing today?
Well, oh, I have gotten away.
Yes, you have.
Yes, but I didn't get away.
But you're away. You're not far away.
I'm not that far away.
You're near away.
I'm near away. But, you know, I've been listening a lot today and the last few days. And, you know, that movie, The Sum of All Fears, where everybody was thinking they were going to blow us away.
Yeah.
You know, it's scary out there, guys. I just want us to get away from the government's outreach, their grimy, grimy hands and their hairy legs. Just stay away from me.
Yeah, that I don't want them anywhere around me. I know that.
Yes, and I think our co-host has gone away.
No, actually, I'm here. I'm sorry. I thought I was getting the next thing set up there.
I froze, so we can't listen.
Did I freeze again?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just do something right now.
Mr. Frosty.
I'm liable to get yelled at.
You know, the movie, The Summer of All Fears, you know, Lenny Kravitz song, I Want to Get Away. You know, the thing is, the markets went away for a whole decade between 1999 and 2008. They call that the lost decade. You know, the Japanese had a lost decade in the 80s. It really hadn't even come back yet. Do you know that, Matthew?
I did. I actually was researching that after we talked about it last week.
It's horrible, the things that can go away. And people think, oh, no, you know, my guy, my lady, my person, the government, whoever, they're going to take care of everything. Nothing's going to go away. Really? Well, we just saw like almost 2% go away today, instantaneously. And, you know, it can go away, guys. That's what it does. It comes and it goes. It goes and it comes. And, you know, a little bit of going away, a little bit of coming back, mm-hmm. is not so bad. Maybe a little skirmish of a war like, you know, Afghanistan or something like that. You know, we can survive, but can we survive a nuclear war or some kind of crazy thing like having to fight Iran or North Korea? That might just really take away a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Then you'll be going away.
But the bad thing is, usually, when a country, a nation is in some sort of an economic depression or something bad going on, what happens? War breaks out. Then we got to have bombs, we got to have ships, we got to have planes, and everybody goes to work building these, and it builds up the economy. But at what cost?
Exactly.
You know, what cost of life there, you know?
A lot of lives. Mm-hmm. A lot of lives. Look at what happened when Biden went away in Afghanistan. He just said, okay, we're gone. And they said, wait a minute. Aren't you our protector, our nation? We're U.S. citizens. Why did you go away and leave us here in this awful mess? Yeah, Biden, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Oh, because the general told you to? The same general that told Trump that if you did that, it would be horrible? That same general? Really? Really? It pays not to listen to the same general.
Yeah, he's not the sharpest
flopper.
Not the sharpest general on the tree, is he? And you know, they still have not. Our government still does not identify the Taliban as a terrorist organization.
Yeah, well, they want to negotiate with them now. Supposedly now they're good folks. They're going to get everybody out of there.
Yeah, they're going to
be nice to women.
They're going to try to say that they're a legitimate government.
Yeah, and isn't this the one we've chased for 20 years because they did some bad things? Isn't this the same one?
That's them.
What all of a sudden they got? Why all of a sudden did Biden say they're the good guys? Why?
Because
it's a little change in narrative, you know. I mean, I don't think they expect the general population to be able to remember, you know, a month back, let alone
you know,
years.
You got something right there, Matthew. Mm. You got something right. You hit it on the button. The American public seems to forget, and this politicians seem to be aware that when they go to vote, they either forget or we can hoodwink them into thinking that we were the good guys. We're the ones that saved their retirements. We're the ones that did it. Really? I mean, like, go back and look at history. The ones that tax you to death, they didn't save your retirement. They took it away from you. Look at what's going on down at the border right now. It's a disgrace. We have all these Haitians coming in here, and I don't blame them for wanting to come in here. I don't blame anyone for wanting to come to the United States. But at whose expense? Whose cost? You know, who's put the money into the system here? Who's been taxed for 20, 30, 40 years now ready to receive their goodie? You know, my little dogs, when I say the word goodie, they just start jumping around because they know what they're going to get next. But what if the box is empty? They don't get a goodie. What do you think our dog would do if there's no goodie and the box is empty, Matthew?
Bite you on the leg.
I guess they're just out of luck. That's what they're going to say to us. Yeah, you're just out of luck. Sorry.
Yes, no goodie for you. You know, you worked real hard. Oh, well, we're sorry, too. Yeah, well, you are sorry. Sorry, a bunch of crazy. I want to say it. But and now they want to get into your bank account. They want to get into your bank account and look around so they can look for what? Some goodie. There might be a box in there with some money in there, and they would like to find it. They said, hey, the IRS told the president, or well, I guess he's, if you want to call him the president, they have one with the hairy legs. They told him that if, you know, if they would find out the people who had money in their bank accounts, they could audit them and get more money out of them. Not just audit the ones that really don't have any money. Let's go after the ones that have saved some money. You know, so what does that tell you about bank accounts? Maybe you shouldn't keep a whole lot in a bank account in the future. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that yet, but who knows where this is going?
Yeah.
You know, the shadow government, all of the shadows.
Why would you want to put your money somewhere where they can get their hands on it? That's almost like just, you know, say, Mr. Jesse James, would you hold my wallet?
Sure thing, buddy.
And then it's gone.
That's sort of like holding my beer. really?
I don't know. Before coronavirus, that might have been a thing. I don't think anybody's going to drink after anybody anymore. I don't know.
Pretty much good. I think you're right. I think you got it there.
So here's the thing. Do we trust them? Do we trust? Why on earth would they want to get into our bank accounts, guys? I mean, like, do they really need in them? If you're going to audit someone or do something, you know, do it the way you've been doing it for years. Why do you have to find out the people who have money so you can audit them? More of that group. The people who have more than $600 in the bank account, they want to look at you closer.
This is where the government's going. Yeah. The absurdity of it all, really. I mean, it's like, oh, we're going to tax. We're going to put a hard tax on just the one percenters, the real, real, real rich people, you know, the billionaires.
Yeah.
And okay. How do you think that goes for everyone else down the ladder? Do you think that doesn't affect everyone else?
If this billionaire is a business person, say it might be the person who owns Walmart. And I'll just say that for, you know, an example. What do you think is going to happen to the prices at Walmart?
They're going to go up.
Yeah.
It's all, I mean, I really don't see these corporations cutting their profit margins and saying, oh, it's okay. We can, well sure, take 20% right off the top. That's fine. No, they'll pass it down.
Of course.
They'll pass it down to the consumer. They'll pass it down to the person working for them. They'll pass it down to the person renting from them. It all goes downstream. It doesn't flow up.
Without a paddle.
Nope.
Well, you know, the other thing is, we were talking about this movie called The Sum of All Fears. And the sum of all fears of baby boomers and people that are approaching that age is running out of money. And when you've got someone or an entity that's called a government wanting to know how much money you've got so they can get some of it, so they can pay some Haitians and some Afghanistans and other people. And I'm not against bringing the correct people into this country. I understand that we're supposed to be sensitive and everything. But what about us? What about the ones that worked so hard to earn and to pay into the Social Security system and to put the money in the bank? Mm-hmm. What about us? Are you supposed to take it away from us and then we don't have the sums and the fears, the sum of all fears that you're going to take some or all or a lot away from us? You see, we don't trust you, government. Why do you want to look inside our bank accounts? Why do you deserve to be able to look in there? You know, it's none of your business what we have. Because what we have is ours, and what you have taken away from us is what you've already taken. Don't go taking more. You don't deserve it just because you want to buy some votes or a razor to shave your hairy legs, Biden. I'm sorry, but I get upset when I hear about the sum of all fears. The sum of all fears in the people who've worked so hard is that some or a lot more of their sums will be taken away. And you guys are absolutely correct about what you said. You know, the rich man creates jobs and wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you destroy the jobs and wealth by taking everything completely away from the rich man and the middle class man?
Yeah, I think, what is it, $40,000? They've they disguise it well. You know, they call it something else. They stuff it deep down in the verbiage, you know, and the tax code and everything else. But taxes are going to be raised across the board. It's in the process of happening. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're not even trying to pretend like it's not happening. It's just one of those things. Biden said he wasn't going to raise taxes. I don't know of any person that runs for the presidency that says they're not going to raise taxes, or says I'm not going to raise taxes. What was that famous line? Read my lips.
That was the first George Bush, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with them printing money rampantly, I mean, what do you think's going to happen? We're bleeding out. They have to try and get it from somewhere. So they're going to come and try and get it from you.
Well, as I remember, I think Joe Biden said he was going to raise our taxes.
Oh, yeah. He did.
It's like that's
But he just, said he wasn't going to raise your taxes. Or anybody who was making less than $400,000 tax. Lie.
Well, that's
we
like...
We already caught him in a lie.
That's like, we're only going to raise taxes on people who own ships and boats. And, okay, that's fine. Well, you know, if you're going to go on a cruise, your cruise price is going to go up. If you're waiting on that ship to come in with your groceries on it, they're going to go up because the price of the tax on the ship went up.
Exactly. And speaking of groceries, I've noticed that all the groceries we've been buying, the prices went up lately a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And look at gasoline since Trump has left office, how much it went up.
Almost $3 a gallon in Wetumpka, Alabama.
And Biden's supposed to be able to help us. Really?
Right.
And now he wants to get into your bank account. What on earth is this guy? Do we really believe that this guy is trying to, or whatever he is trying to help us? He's so demented, I don't even think he knows what's going on. He can't even read from a piece of paper. Listen, if all of our psalms of fears are in this man's hand, or the sidekick called Harris that only knows how to laugh, what kind of position will we be in a few years from now when everything comes crashing down? The debt that they are about to create. I mean, they say it's $3.5 trillion. I've read that it really is a lot more than $4 trillion, approaching $5 trillion the way they're going to do it, because there's some stuff that's going to sunset. There's some things that are going to, that they're not going to be able to give you a credit. And there's where the lie is. That's one of the lies. In other words, they're going to raise the taxes in a roundabout way on everybody, because there's these things that are going to sunset. And when they sunset, the taxes automatically go up, and then they're going to say, well, we didn't raise them. They just happened. It just happens. And it'll be like that thing, you know, where they say everything just happens. You know what I'm saying? The bumper sticker. So look.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to trust them saying, well, we'll trust us. We'll
you know what? Right. You don't even have to. You don't have to worry about it so much. We have tax deferral. That's our friend. Yeah, we use it. Right. We know how to use it. If you call us, we can help you utilize it. Also, dial 205. Excuse me. Dial 334-279-7431, or you can dial 205-479-0839, and you will get me, Leah, or David. We'll call you back if we don't answer. And we'll set that appointment up.
Yeah, and don't forget, David's got a website, too.
He does, retirewithearnest.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can catch him down on the corner. Just pick a corner, and he'll be handing out flyers.
He does card tricks, too.
Yeah, he does card tricks, and he's available for children's parties and bar mitzvahs and wakes. He kills them at wakes. But
we got a dead crowd tonight.
Yeah, real quick though, David, you asked me about something earlier. Harry Dent has another one of his rants out.
Yes,
I do have that available. We could play as much or as little as you'd like. I think it's about six.
I just want the part where he thinks it's going to happen.
Okay,
really.
We'll start it.
He's an economist. He writes books. What he thinks is going to happen in the next year or two. I don't know what's going to happen, but this guy's got a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And he's hit it right several times, like he predicted the lost decade of the Japanese economy.
Yeah.
He's predicted a lot of other things, some of the stuff he missed the boat on. But this one is so scary. If he's even halfway or even somewhat right, it's scary. So let's play it.
Well, I don't have time to do it right now because we've got a break coming up.
When we
get ready, you let me know.
So, Matthew, you know, you said we have tax deferral. Remember, we also have tax free.
Yes, we do.
We got tax free. We got tax deferral. We got explosion of dollars, creation of wealth. We've got all kinds of programs. If you got a 401k, IRA, whatever, you know, we know how to roll that over, add big bonuses to it, do annuity laddering and all these kind of things. Guarantee that you can never lose any money guaranteed by insurance companies. These are FIAs, fixed annuities, and various things that utilize the stock market, but in safe mode way, in such that the principal is always guaranteed and fixed, meaning the only thing that you could lose is zero. Because if you're worth $100,000 tomorrow, today, and $100,000 a year from now, you didn't lose anything. You might not have gained, but you didn't lose. So here's the other thing. What could happen? What happened today? The average person lost close to 2% in the stock market today. You know, yo-yos, it goes up and down. But sometimes it don't yo-yo. Sometimes it go-go. It go-goes. It don't yo-yo.
Yeah, sometimes your string breaks and your yo-yo don't come back.
Yes. It's not one of those ducking yo-yos. You know, you right now you're just ducking and dunking, you know, up and down. But if you've got one of those bad yo-yos and it breaks, then it just goes into the wild blue yonder and, you know, maybe it causes an avalanche and it goes even worse. Maybe the yo-yo hits Mount Everest or some kind of place and, you know, it's full of snow.
That's a big old yo-yo.
It's not Mount Everest. Which one over there in California? Well, anyway, one of those with
one
big
of
snow.
Big ones over there.
I'm thinking of Washington. here's the thing. There's so much that could happen at the wrong time when you're at the age that you really need your dough, not the yo-yo. Don't you know? No, I mean, really, you don't want a yo-yo dollar
or
you don't know.
But I sure could use a ho-ho about right now. That or some cupcakes. There's a little snack. I'm talking about the snack cakes, people.
Oh, okay.
Ho-ho. Those are good.
That's what I thought you said.
You know, I did get my face slapped. I went in the store. I'd like a ho-ho, and I got slapped in the face.
It's not Christmas time.
We don't sell those in here. Yeah. But we're coming up on a break, gentlemen. Let's see. It is Monday, and we've got a, you know, pretty regular week ironed out. We're going to be keeping a close eye on the stock market. So, because what did they drop, about 400 points today, or did they close?
Oh, no,
points?
It's a lot more than that.
It was a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah, like 700 something points.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it closed at, but it was down like 700. It's like the Dow was down around 750 or more.
And let's see. Oh, real quick, I got a real quick story to tell. It has nothing to do with anything. My niece, she would be married to my nephew, so she is my niece by marriage. Her folks, her mom is from the Philippines. Well, she has, her mom has a twin brother, and he is a big, big, huge star over in the Philippines. Big recording star over there.
Oh, wow.
And one of his friends is Manny Pacquiao, the boxer.
Yeah, the boxer.
Yeah, so my dad's birthday was last weekend. And they send me something that we got a video for you to play for your dad. So get over there. And I looked at it before, so I knew what it was. So opened it up. Her uncle, my niece's uncle, ran into Manny Pacquiao at the airport and recorded a birthday message for my dad.
Oh, wow.
And sent it to him. And he's sitting there watching, that's Manny Pacquiao. And so that was pretty neat. But I heard the other day that Manny is running for president in the Philippines. So if he wins, me and my dad's going to be, like, you know, real close with the president of the Philippines.
That could be big.
I just thought that was a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
But
that is a pretty cool story.
We are going to take that break. We will be right back. Everybody, hold what you got. You are listening to the Health and Wealth Show.
Hold on to your dough.
Yeah, hold on to that dough there. Oh, the angels are singing.
David Ernest will return with more of the Health and Wealth Show after these important messages here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network. So go potty now and hurry back so you don't miss the rest of the show.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. MacDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, Old MacDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
The Health and Wealth Show. Of course, that sounded a little different, but I just, you know, I like to mix it up and do different things sometimes. David Ernest looking in here. Let me see. Wait a minute. Just take a second, David. I got to turn everything off here because that, I'll tell you later what happened there.
I didn't get away. Kind of a, I'm kind still of a, here today.
No, you didn't. Are you still down at the beach, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the weather like?
It's been nice today. We had a very good day on the beach, and it was, one of those really, really nice beach days.
Yeah, we had a pretty good day here, too.
Yeah, it was nice.
And we are talking about a little bit more rain coming this week, and I think by Wednesday they said it was going to break up, but they're talking about next week going to be some cooler temperatures coming along.
Yeah, well, so, you know, fall's around the corner.
Oh, yeah, I love fall. Mm-hmm. It's got to be like my favorite time of year, mainly because I fall a lot. So if you fall in the fall, people don't look at you. They're just like, oh, he's just celebrating fall.
Okay. We don't like falling, especially if it's and economic.
You know, I told you I got slapped in the face. This happened at Walmart the other day. I went in there, and the lady says, can I help you? I said, I'd like to look at your pumpkins. And I woke up over there. No, I'm just kidding. That was a, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done it. Just, you know, they've got those out. The Halloween stuff is out. So you can go in and buy your Halloween goodies over at that retailer I was talking about. You got little grandkids and stuff. And,
right.
And Matthew's got kids. I mean, y'all do it up on Halloween. I know y'all probably.
Yeah, we get real scary. Real scary.
Yeah, y'all take them trick-or-treating, or do y'all do it all around the house there?
Oh, well, they take them all up and down the street.
Yeah, we do the real deal of trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
The kids love it, man. They talk about it months and months before.
Taco soup is the soup of the day. We always do that. That's traditional. And also Elvis comes to play.
Oh, well, of course. Elvis has got to come by. Let me one quick question, though. Do you buy those Halloween bags that they go and get their goodies in?
Yes, there's little bags that
We used to take, and I'm not lying, a pillowcase. We took a pillowcase, me and my little brother.
I've seen that before.
And we would come home with enough candy to put, Rhode Island in a diabetic coma. There's
all kinds of things you can do with a pillowcase.
Old ladies chasing you down to give you, like, homemade candies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was the best stuff. Can't do that now.
Yeah, back then that was good. You could
because everybody knew everybody. Yeah, yeah. And the reason I mentioned that about Manny Pacquiao a while ago is because if we have to go and get political asylum, I'll be sure to mention y'all's name so maybe y'all can get in, too.
Yeah, well, as long as we stay away from the volcanoes and all those tidal waves and things, I guess we'll be all right.
That's fine. They'll show you where to hide. So we've been talking about getting away from all the bad things that could affect your money and your retirement.
Right. That's what we've been talking about.
Did you want to play some of that?
Yeah, go ahead. Play some of Harry Dent stuff.
Let me find Harry Dent here. You just kind of holler at me when you want to stop it. We'll stop her. And Harry Dent is an economist, he's an author, and if you pay attention to him, he must be pretty good. So this is Harry's rant from, it's actually from last week.
As you know, I've been predicting that we may actually see a top to this long and bubble of all bubbles in the stock market, and of course, bubbles in everything sooner or later, real estate, bonds, everything. And this is looking potential here, which I'll get to in a few minutes. But back for the big picture here, my most important fundamental cycles, there's three of them, a demographic, technology innovation, and the geopolitical. It's the demographic 40-year approximate and 45-year, more exact, technology innovation cycles are the most important to the economy and when it booms and busts. Demographic cycle peaked back in 2007. That's why we've had to live on quantitative easing ever since. Nobody's figured that out yet. Of course, not economists who understand nothing about demographics, it seems. The technology cycle would have normally peaked around late 2019, 2020, and we would have seen a crash of that into late 2022. And the bottom of the demographic cycle comes in late 2022 for stocks and 23 for the economy. So I've been harping on this date for decades, saying that the late 2022 for stocks is likely to be the lowest point we'll see in our lifetimes. Now, with so much stimulus pushing this boom and bubble a little later, the actual bottom could come more as late as late 2023 in the economy after that. But I think the worst is going to happen, and we're running out of time for the central banks, who are fighting the strongest cycles in our lifetimes, basically, and more comparable to coming into late 82 or late 1932. So this is a time when we're expecting a crash, and a top is likely into mid-September, one of my target dates. And if we see a more muted correction here or in the next few weeks, then it'll say no, maybe November's the next big target. I think September is more likely. It fits better with past cycles and short-term cycles and stuff. But again, we're dealing with something that no longer is rooted. I mean, I was able to predict the late 2007 top in stocks and the economy momentum decades before because it was set in stone. This is not like this. This is all stimulus. Now, in my newsletter for subscribers, you know, I've had a channel we've been going in, and I love it. Most tops come in.
Okay, so that's about all you want with that. Wait a minute. Remember, we've just got one button.
which
there you are.
He goes on to predict some massive drops, you know, 70, 80, 90%. I don't know if any, that's so scary, I wouldn't even go there. Who can imagine? But even if he's halfway or a third correct, and if it is a lost decade type situation, you know, if you're getting closer to retirement, and this man predicted the lost decade of Japan. He predicted a lot of things, and he hit it right on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some things he missed. You know, he's not perfect. But this one, he is really pushing down on it. He's saying, this is it. This is it. Very, very soon, we're going to have a massive, massive correction. That's what he's saying. Not me. I don't know. I'm not into that prediction type business. But I do listen to folks that are. People who have been accurate, people who have written books, people who are economists, people who know things, and then you listen to a lot of them and you add it all up together. So right now, here's what I'm saying. If you're close to 60 plus or maybe 55 plus, maybe you need to take a look at putting your eggs in a basket that can't drop. You know, in other words, the basket is still going to have a lot of eggs in it and it's going to be very diversified. But at the same time, your egg won't crack. Your retirement nest egg won't crack. If a bag of eggs were to drop and you lost 80 to 90% or even 50% of your eggs for 10 years, what kind of shape are you in, Matthew?
Not good.
You'd be eggless.
You know,
you'd be in half as good of shape as you were.
So I said, David, you're a doomsday predictor. No, I'm not. I'm not predicting anything. I don't know what's going to happen. All I'm saying is if you can't afford to lose half of your money for 10 years, you might ought to look at some way around it so that you can still have money and still grow. You know, you got to understand the way this system's put together, guys. The system is not put together to put you into safe investments. It's not there. All you got to do is listen to Elizabeth Warren and some of these other folks. The system is designed, and that's just the way it is, to put you in the stock market and leave you there. That's how they make their money, okay? That's how they make their money. They don't make their money off of you in money market accounts. They don't make their money off of you in anything like that. I mean, banks can make money off of you because they loan it out. But really, right now, nobody's making any money unless they risk high risk. But that's not correct. There is a few investments. They're called fixed indexed annuities that can make money when the market's going up, lots of money, but not lose when the stock market goes down. Now, will they make as much money when the stock market's really heated up? No. Will they lose as much money when the stock market's really unheated and crashing? No. So you're in the middle of the road. In other words, you're there where you need to be. When you want the money, it's there. That's what you want. You want something that will be there for you. Let's do a little math again.
Oh, not
let's
math.
Say you had 100. You don't like math?
Yeah, not do it in my head. Makes my nose bleed. Okay. But go ahead.
Let's just say you had 100,000 and the market went down 50% or maybe 70%. Now you have anywhere from 30 to 50,000 instead of 100,000. And you were wanting to pull 10,000 a year out of this thing. So that you could live. So you pull it a couple of years. Now you had 30,000. You pull it a couple, now you got 10,000 or 20,000. You think it's ever going to get back to the 100? Probably not.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's math.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it takes 100. When you lose 50%, it takes 100% to get back to where you were. Do the math. If you're at 100, it falls to 50, that's 50%. How much do you have to make it 50% to get back to 100? 100%, guys. That's what I'm trying to talk about. That's the reason why from 1999 to 2009, we had a negative 6.5% growth in the market as overall. That was a lost decade. That was a lost decade.
Mm.
Okay, but you know it was flopping around in there. Okay, the markets don't ever sit still; they don't ever sit still. But if you went back to 1929, in 1929, it went down 70%, came back up, and then was before it's all over, was down 90%, stayed down you know, as it was trying to get back up, it took 25 years to get your spending power back.
That's a while. That's a little while.
You know, and we've had several 5 years. We had a 5 year one just in 2008 or 9. It took like 5 years in that crash of 2008 or 9 to just get back to where you were on average. And some people never got back because they weren't in the right things. They weren't diversified, diversified correctly. But in our programs, you don't lose. You just don't gain as much when it's heated up, but you still gain when it's heated up. It's not like a bank account where you don't really make any money. You still can make money. We had people make 12% this year. 12%. Is that bad?
No, not a
plus they made bonuses on top of it. We have some people that are over 30% gain in a year's time. Is that bad?
I don't know if anyone
that
would tell them that. No, I wouldn't fuss over it.
The beauty of it is locked in, never went away. Are we going to average those kind of returns every year? No way. I don't think so. No. I think if you could average 3%, 4%, 5%, or maybe 6% or 7% a year over long periods of time, right now you're probably in pretty good shape. If you can do that, anywhere from say 3% to 7% returns, somewhere in there is going to be a sweet spot to keep what you got. You know, let's do some math again. Let's talk about what they say. They call it now the 4% rule, but used to it was called the 6% rule. Do you know that rule, Matthew?
Yeah. In order to actually profit, you got to beat inflation and taxes, basically in a nutshell.
Well, that's true. But the 6% rule and the 4% rule that I'm talking about is the withdrawal rules. You hit it right on what
you
said.
Oh, I got you. Yep.
Okay. I should have said withdrawal rules. The 4% withdrawal rule and the 6%, it was 6% a long time ago. They said, if you take 6% out, you probably won't ever run out of money. They're not talking about keeping your principal now. They're talking about never running out of money. Okay, there's a big difference between keeping what you got and not running out of money because you're still going down. Then they changed it to 4%. You'll still hear about it out there. They talk about the 4% rule where you can take 4% out and you probably statistically would never run out of money. You might not leave an inheritance. You might not have anything hardly left when you die. Now, you know what they've changed that rule to?
What's that?
2.3%, I heard. So now if you got $1 million, as long as you just take $23,000 a year out of it, you probably statistically would never run out of money. What good is that? I mean, really? I don't like that rule. I mean, why couldn't you just put money in, say you're 50, 60 years old, put your money in one of these annuities and then draw 3%, 4%, 5%, 6% a year off of it or more and still have your money, not run out, still have your principal, still have your money. Duh. So really, the system is against you. It's really set against you. Why? Because the system has to make money off of you. That's why the system's, I mean, no system's perfect. No system's perfect. The banks are not paying any interest now. Why? Because they don't make anything. The only way they make money is loaning the money out to make money when they loan your money out. But they don't make any money on the spreads between what they've invested and what they've given you. That's just chicken feed to them. Why? Because the interest rates are so low. That's why.
Quantitative easing. You know, Harry Dent, he was talking about that being there's a lot of weight and a lot of truth to that. Anybody out there listening, go research it. We're in our fourth round of it right now since 2008. Okay. But basically, if you want just a layman's term for quantitative easing, it's called printing money.
Right.
That's what they do. The stimulus stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are we can't really calculate how this is going to affect us, but we know that it's not going to affect us in a positive way. The math just doesn't line up for that. And little bit of what Harry Dent was saying, there's a lot to that. I agree with him personally. I'm not going to let that, I don't want to sway anyone else out there that, you know, as far as what they should think, but listen to him. Go read the article, listen to the interview or the essay or whatever you rant, whatever you want to call it, that we played right after the break that Harry Dent was giving.
And he's on YouTube, by the way. Everything is lined up there. You can pick the dates. I think he does one every week or is it every month? every week?
I'm not sure.
I think it's every week.
He's been in it quite a while, long time.
So the thing about Harry Dent is sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. But, he's just like everybody else. But sometimes he hits it big. And this one is so scary because he's predicting 70 to 80% correction in the market. That scares the bahookas out of me. You know, I'm thinking if you're 60 or 65 years old and you lose 80% of your money and it takes 5 to 10 years for it to come back, you're in trouble.
Deep trouble. You don't even
know it. No. I'm not predicting it, guys. I didn't say it. I am not saying it's going to happen. I have no idea. I do think that we're going to have some major corrections, though, personally. Why? Because they are doing this quantitative easing. That's right. And it is going to cause massive, massive inflation.
Potentially. They have to purchase riskier investments with quantitative easing. It's not like usually it's short-term government bonds, things like that. Lots of different stuff. Just go out there and research it. Anybody listening that's interested in that and how it could affect their dollar, because it does.
Well, yes. And today, this big, big, colossal problem over in China. I don't know if you remember the Lehman deal here in the United States back in 2008-09 when that created the crash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something similar to that, and we talked about this about a week ago, something similar to that is potentially brewing in China right now. That's really the reason why the stock market went down 700 or so points today, is because there's this big fear that this real estate conglomerate cannot pay their debts, and they owe over $300 billion to a lot of folks. And there's a lot of people in China can't get their houses finished or built. And there's a lot of, folks that and companies that can't get paid for building and doing the materials and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think that if this does roll downhill like the thing did in with Lehman Brothers, that it could cause what? A crash. It's always something that causes a crash. Something pushes the button. It's not just the fact that we got P.E. ratios that are out the wazoo right now. That tells you that we have an overheated, way overvalued market. Yeah, we know that. Everybody knows it. Talk to anybody in this business. This thing is phenomenally too high. Everybody knows it.
Yep.
What can happen? Well, there's some people who are saying, well, it may just reduce gradually, so it'll just flatten out. Well, even if it does that, do you really want to be in something that don't really grow? I don't. But what if it does what it normally does? It don't just flatten out. It crashes, and then it wobbles and staggers. It gets drunk, and it stays drunk for a long time. It can't even get up, and then you
have Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
I mean,
it's ugly too, huh?
I know it. So what we're preaching here, or talking about here, or trying to insinuate here, is asset preservation. We are asset preservationists. And if you are in this time zone of your life where you want your assets to still grow but not go away, give us a call today. What's the numbers?
334-279-7431. Or you can dial 205-479-0839.
And don't forget, David's got that website, retirewithearnest.com. We're all over the television over there on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And what else? Where else are we, Matthew? I know he hangs out at the Waffle House.
I don't know where we're not. We had somebody from California call us last week, I think.
Wow.
Of course, they were listening on the internet radio, but we're all over the place.
There you go.
And we are all over Alabama now. All over Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I think about half of Alabama is in our jurisdiction or could hear our voices now.
He's everywhere. Well, we got a couple of minutes before we have to go, gentlemen, wrap things up. If you guys want to, a little bit and finish things off.
The name of this show is The Sum of All Fears. You know, there was a movie. The Sum of All Fears was actually about the nuclear bomb. You know, the worst thing that could happen was they would drop the bomb and that was it. So what is the sum of all our fears when we're older? Is that they drop the bomb on us economically. That's our sum of all fears, that we lose our retirements.
that they try to steal it with taxes and all these other things. So how do you protect yourself from the sum of all fears? Well, you know, in a country like the United States, we build up, you know, militarily to try to defer nuclear war. But what do you do with your economic plan, with your retirement plan? Maybe you can build your retirement plan up, not militarily, but defensively. Put it in a defense mode so that if something tries to attack it and destroy it, it doesn't get through. It doesn't get through. You have a shield, a protection shield. And so that the fear of the sum of all fears, it doesn't happen to you. You are protected with asset preservation. That's the shield.
Yeah. There you go. Well, gentlemen, let's see. Do have just about 30 seconds before we need to go. But
I think you give the numbers again.
Yeah, I'll give those numbers out one more time. Anyone out there who wants to get in touch with us and set up a obligation-free appointment, call us 334-279-7431, or you can dial 205-479-0839.
There you go. And we're going to head on out the door. Remember, it is just the first of the week, so we'll be back tomorrow evening. Same bat time, same bat channel. We do appreciate you tuning in, and you know what it's time for, don't you? Well, I'll tell you, it's time. Well, this guy will tell you.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Time for the big finish.
So much for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show, and thanks to the talented people who helped make it possible. Matthew Ernest, Leo Williams, Terry Adams, Larry Stevens, the invisible DJ Roquefort Q Halifax, the greatest asset preservationist in the history of asset preservationists, David Ernest, and Blue Water Broadcasting, from whence this program emanates. Remember, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. The sooner you call, the sooner you can plan that getaway. Yeah, that's right. Get away from everybody who wants to mess with your retirement. Get away, just like Earth, Wind, and Fire. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.